Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. There are certain foods that are wed to certain times of the year, and that certainly goes for some baked goods. When it comes to Easter, hot cross buns are the sweet du jour. Here to enlighten us about them is Melissa Passanen. She writes for the Savorvore section of the Burlington Free Press and is here to help. Melissa, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
As always, great to be here, Rick.
Okay, for those of us who aren't very familiar with them, tell us a little bit about what the hot cross bun is.
Okay, I will do that. And while I'm doing that, I want you to taste a couple of the ones that I brought for you.
All right.
So a hot cross bun is associated with Easter, and we'll talk a little about the history in a moment. But it's a rich yeast-raised dough with some sweetness to it. Often has a lot of what I call the Christmas spices in it, nutmeg, allspice, a little cinnamon sometimes. And usually currants, which are really teeny tiny type of raisin. They're actually a grape, not a currant in terms of the fruit. And they very often have candied citrus peel in them. And then obviously hot cross buns. They have a cross on the top, which can be made in a variety of ways. Traditionally, it's a flour, oil, water paste that's put on before you bake. But in America, we tend to do it with a sweet icing because, as one of the bakers I interviewed said, Americans like everything super sweet.
True.
So what did you think of those?
Well, I enjoyed them both, and they both tasted – there's slight differences, but they both did taste like what I remember as hot cross buns. So they're spot on. One's a little sweeter, but I got a little more icing on that one.
Right.
That could have come into it, but – yeah, I would devour both of those and will shortly.
But, Rick, what would you not devour?
This is true. What is the history of this tasty little morsel?
So as we talked about, most people do know that they're associated with Easter. They have a British heritage. And many people may know the famous rhyme, hot cross buns, one a penny, two a penny, hot cross buns. And I looked up the history, and this apparently dates from the early 1700s, and it has actually another stanza. Smoking hot, piping hot, just come out of the baker's shop. One a penny poker, two a penny tongs, three a penny fire shovel, hot cross buns. And I found that through the work of a historian who I always go to when I'm looking at British food history, Laura Mason. She's the expert. And interestingly enough, before they were associated with Catholic Easter, they probably have pagan origins. Of course, we don't really know for sure, but it's likely that they relate to the Saxons, which would have been pre-7th century, who ate a certain type of bun marked with a cross in honor of the goddess of light, whose name was Eostre, which is related to Easter. And as that pagan celebration evolved into a Christian celebration, the buns came along with the name. So they're traditionally eaten after Good Friday. And if you're observing Lent, you wouldn't eat them during the 40 days. And was it were a big celebration. And they believe that the Good Friday happened because in the 16th century, the Protestants were sort of trying to keep the rising Catholic faith down in Britain. And so they put limits on Catholic practices and only allowed them to be baked on certain days. And Good Friday was one of those days.
Oh, that's interesting.
I know. I love all that stuff. I'm kind of a food history nerd.
Now, to learn more about the making and baking of them, you talked to some people. Who did you consult?
Right. And that, of course, is the delicious part that everyone's interested in. So I chatted and actually watched a Red Hen Baking Company down in Middlesex. Jeremy Gully, their head pastry chef, baked off a batch for me. And Joseph Harrowin, I talked with him. He's Chef's Corner in Williston. They make a lot of hot cross buns every year. And then Steve Stauffer, who is the co-owner and the baker at the Mangy's Bread Bakery in Montpelier, which is known widely for its hot cross buns. They make the most of anyone. And they all have slight differences, but all these bakeries say that seasonal, traditional baked goods are huge for them.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. With me today is Melissa Passanen of the Burlington Free Press. We're discussing hot cross buns. Melissa, what are some of the commonalities you found with the recipes of the three professional bakers that you spoke with?
So it's a yeasted dough with egg and some sort of fat. So it's a rich dough with sweeteners, so usually sugar. And it's all spiced. They're all spiced, but different types of spices, as I mentioned, sort of the Christmas, what I call the Christmas spices,
right.
Those wintry spices, but different amounts. Like some of them don't have a lot in them at all. The one from Red Hen has not a ton, just allspice. Joseph really said he believes you should be able to taste the spices, so he amps his up a bit. They all have dried fruit in them. Currants are traditional, as is a candied citrus peel. Two of them, the Mangies and Red Hen, use currants, but Joseph actually uses raisins. And Red Hen is the only one that uses candied peel. The others said that candied peel seems to turn off most American palates. And then how you cross them. As I mentioned earlier, it's traditional to use a flour paste and not the icing that we're more familiar with. But the only one who uses the flour paste cross is Joseph. So it was a lot of different variables. You're going to think I'm a complete nerd, but I made a spreadsheet.
I'd expect nothing less. You baked several recipes, tasted others too. So what elements do you think need to be included in the perfect hot cross bun recipe?
Okay, so I won't read off my spreadsheet, but I'm not joking. I do make a spreadsheet. And I actually went and baked with a woman who I know a little bit who lives in Hardwick, Katrina Racionale. And she told me that she's been baking them annually for about 5 years. So we baked with her 4.5-year-old helping. He was actually a good helper. And it was really fun. And we tested two recipes, a sort of a home version of the one that the Red Hen folks use, Jeffrey Hamelman recipe. He's actually a certified master baker and runs the King Arthur Flour Bakery down in Norwich. So there's a nice Vermont connection too. And my version, the one I baked last night, is in the back corner right there, Rick. So you can taste that.
All right.
And tell me that it tastes almost professional, not, but it's pretty darn good.
Oh, yours is definitely the best.
Oh, yeah. Right. Well, it's the freshest. So, and that's actually one of the things that everyone said. You really want to eat them sort of as fresh and hot as you can, or warm them up a little bit,
right.
Add some butter to them. But I think that they're really fun. And for me, any food that carries sort of cultural history memories is a really fun thing to play around with.
They're all in trouble as soon as we're done with the show. Melissa Passanen writes for the Savervore section of the Burlington Free Press. Melissa, thanks for joining us again at the VPR Cafe.
Good to be here, Rick. Thanks.